Going to keep moving because we have a special guest that is with us. Our Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden is here, and I know we have a special recognition. I'm going to look to Secretary. Any comments, Secretary?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And yes, we do have a very special guest we'd like to recognize, and that is Commissioner Chuck Springs. Chuck Springs has served on the commission since 2020, and he's been a fantastic commissioner. And this last meeting in January was his last meeting with the Department of Game Fish and Parks Commission. And he's been just phenomenal. He's been a great commissioner. He's been very engaged, very devoted. He's been very active. He's been very reliable. And he's just been a great all-around public servant to the Game Fish and Parks Commission. I pulled up his press release when he was first announced by Governor Noem to be on this GF&P commission, and this quote here is very telling to who he is and what he did as an impact to South Dakota and the great outdoors. And it says, "I am an avid hunter and have always been passionate about the outdoors. I want to preserve and improve that legacy for my kids and grandkids. I hope my ideas and service to the Game Fish and Parks Commission can make things better for future generations." You did. You did exactly that. The last 4 years, you made that quote come absolutely true. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, from the entire team GF&P. Thank you for your service, Commissioner. Appreciate it. Yes, give that commissioner a microphone. Thank you.
I'm not a public speaker, but I really enjoyed the 4 years. I think we have a tremendous commission, very level-headed, intelligent people that do very well. The heads of the department, Scott, and Kevin, and Tom, you guys do a tremendous job. I know you got a lot of pressure. It's tough. I don't see how you guys can take it. But I even brought my computer back today because Scott said that I might use it for a boat anchor. So, but I really appreciate all you guys. It's been good. Been real good.
Well, thank you, Commissioner. I would just ask Lieutenant Governor if you could come up and maybe say a few words. And I have a special gift here from the department, from all of us, and we'd like to give that to you. So, Lieutenant Governor, if you'd like to say a few words, that'd be great. Thank you.
Take this mic?
Sure,
yeah,
I think
sure,
so.
Yeah.
Get on this guy.
I don't know if I want to stand too close to him. Well, it was my privilege when Kevin told me they were going to recognize Chuck. Chuck and I are lifelong friends, our families, we were neighbors, fellow ranchers, and then when I got involved in the legislature 24 years ago, I got very involved in the Department of Ag, ag issues, GF&P issues, on Ag Committee, and it always pained me for a lot of years, and it was an eye-opener for a kid that had never left the ranch in western South Dakota to see the division between the sportsmen and the landowners. And that really made my heart ache because in our world we recognize the importance of wildlife and the commitment that landowners make to the preservation of wildlife, and to see the division was something that I thought we could do something about. And for a lot of years in the legislature, I was frustrated by that. And in current, more recent evolution, we've changed that. We've bridged the gap between landowners and sportsmen. And my perception 20-some years ago was the Game Fish and Parks was right in the gulf between the landowners and sportsmen that kept us at bay. And we've seen that change in big ways in recent years. And so that's when Governor Noem made me Lieutenant Governor, and she's looking for counsel and recommendations for the GF&P Commission. And I've seen how this group has evolved and how we've bridged that gap. And, Chuck I think, represented, in my view. He was just like me. We were maybe both a little rough around the edges. We weren't nearly the refined, well-spoken gentleman that you see before you today. But it was great to have Chuck on the board because I knew what his heart was. And I knew that he would be a great addition to this board. And I look at this board and the way it's evolved through the years. That's a great source of encouragement for me. And so, Chuck, I wanted to make sure that I came tonight. Worked out good because session lasted longer than I thought it would. I thought if it got done with 10 o'clock this morning, it would have been tough to stick around for 6 hours, but it lasted a little longer. Governor and I have a challenge coin. I want to give Chuck a challenge coin. Take it with a handshake. Thank you and congratulations. Thank you for your service.
Commissioner, we also have a mountain lion skull here with your name badge on there and your name tag. I thought this would be a very nice thing to add to your trophy room and just kind of commemorate your 4 years on the GF&P Commission. So that skull sat in my office for a long time, and I thought, you know what, this is the perfect gift to give to Commissioner Spring. So that's right. That's right. Very good. Thank you.
Any commissioners would like to say anything before Chuck leaves us? Any of the commissioners would like to say anything before Chuck?
Yeah, I've got to say, getting to know Chuck has been a real treat. You know, you go to Custer and if you get a chance ever to visit Custer with Chuck, that's pretty unique. Spring Creek runs right through it, and I'm not sure that it wasn't named after the springs because Chuck's family came out of there and actually had to give up some property from their homestead out in Custer Park. So that's where the story begins, and it just gets better from then on. But antelope, deer, you name it, stories from his grandkids about Kit Fox that you don't hear from anybody else. You're going to hear it from Chuck. So, no, I've appreciated the opportunity to serve with you, Chuck, and it's been really good. Thank you.
Well, Chuck, I wanted to also congratulate you on the years that you put in and all the things that you brought to the table that a lot of us didn't think about. And then I'll nod it when you said it, so we appreciate that. But, you know, I know in reality that your success and all the things that you've accomplished start at home. So I think it's only fair that we bring up the boss of the head household up here. Nina, come up here.
Yes.
I know on all the trips that she was bringing you to and whatever, that you just nodded your head. Because I stayed overnight with these folks one time, and without any exception, she led the conversation the whole evening. But in reality, I know that it's a family. Your family has been behind you, and as a partner, between the two of you, you've accomplished great things, and what you've brought to this table, at least with the Game Fish and Parks, has been a tribute to what you've always lived for. So, again, we thank you very much for what you've accomplished.
I got a little story to tell. Thank you.
Ninu, thank you for your service. And you are right, you are not much of a speaker, but when you do speak, we all listen because you have good things to say. I have a feeling we will be seeing more of you and hearing your input on the management of our wildlife. So when that time comes, we'll see you then. Thank you both. And with that, I'm going to invite Dana is up here. I know he's been in the back. Dana, thank you for being with us. He's got a special invitation. So if you wouldn't mind coming up front. Lieutenant Governor, thank you for being here with us today. We appreciate you. Thank you, Dana, and thank you to our bow hunters for that invitation. We look forward to seeing everybody there. It is 4:48. We're going to get done a little bit. Oh, Commissioner Cole, do you have a comment?
Yeah, I've never had to do this, but I want to ask a question. Can I go back and ask something about 14 E and F?
Yes, you can. We're in a public meeting, and if you have a question, let's see if we can get some answers.
I didn't mean to just point, but I knew you were going to answer it. So I've got a couple of questions on that. In looking through it, I didn't catch it at first, or I would have asked when you brought it up.
No
but,
problem.
The cottontail rabbit and the tree squirrel, I think a lot of those we take for granted. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the cottontail is still the number two game animal hunted in the United States and offers a lot of hours of recreation. The question that I had was, I'd never seen that before, that you could hunt on private land. Year-round. When I grew up, it was pretty cool because you could hunt rabbits in South Dakota with any month that had an R in it. What's wrong with adding March and April to that for both those species? Since we're in the mood and the mode of making seasons commensurate with each other, it really does fit a lot of our R3 objectives. Is there a problem was something that I'm overlooking? I guess that's my first question. You see what I'd like to entertain. But is there a problem with something in those 2 months that wouldn't be conducive to it?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Cull, off the top of my head, I'm not aware of anything that would prohibit the commission from extending that longer. I will bounce back to your question about cottontail on private land year-round. A little bit of history about that, there was a time, and it goes back at least more than 10 years ago, we were in a time when cottontail rabbits were extremely high. They are cyclical at times, but we were at a very high, and there was a lot of, I'll say, damage going on that people were talking about, cottontails eating trees and other ornamental plants and stuff. And so on private land, that's when that got switched to being available year-round on private land, as we had individuals come to the commission expressing concern over that. But in respect to the season, if I may, in particular public land, I cannot think of a reason why it cannot go past February 28, and I'll look to others if they are aware of any reason that it couldn't. So I believe that you would have that ability to make that type of adjustment if you believe that it would be appropriate to do so.
Yeah, I mean, simply my concern is offering more opportunity for a game animal than anybody can do, especially kids. And just adding those 2 months, I mean, I kind of came up with this with your confusion on the grouse and the pheasants. And, you know, right now you'd have to know what land they're on, because if they're on public ground, they would be illegal, obviously, and if they're on private ground, they would be legal. But I just wanted to bring that up, and I don't know the process from now, if this is the time and place to...
To amend it?
To amend it. Really, though, it's been presented, but we're not doing anything with it.
Well,
correct?
there was no changes, so. April.
Right. So, Madam Chair,
yes,
as you can see right now, the small game has been brought forward in March, but you still have the opportunity to make it a proposal if you so choose to do so. If you want to do that, then I would say you make a proposal for those two seasons and go to whatever that is, the end of March, if that's what you were thinking, or whatever that date is, and then we would adjust the proposal with a finalization in April is what we would do with the other small game.
Yeah. Secretary.
Of course.
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Yeah, please.
I guess, yeah, I would advise that we, if we would like to change the proposal, I think we should probably do that change of proposal in April, and then we'd still have 30 days for that public comment period. So I think it's a great discussion to have between now and then April, and then in April, if the commission so wishes to extend that season, let's make that change during that time, during that meeting, and then we can have another 30 days of public comment.
So then finalization would be in May?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
That is correct.
You feel good?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay.
With that, we will be in recess until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.